Do you need a new way to manage your stress and anxiety? Well, those emotions, like all the others too, aren't just confined to the mind. They're in the body. And there are physical things you can do to make yourself feel better, like exercises or even tapping, which is what we're going to talk about today. So let's jump into it. What is tapping and how can you use it to reduce your stress and improve your mood? I'm really excited about this. And for you who's listening, if you're not familiar, EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Technique, which is super fitting because it's a therapeutic technique. It's currently being researched a lot, and it's been shown to decrease anxiety and depression, which often go hand in hand, help manage pain, and potentially even PTSD.
So we've brought on an EFT tapping expert to help us answer those questions and guide us through a tapping exercise. So she's going to cover what EFT tapping is, where common EFT tapping points are, a tapping point practice for stress and anxiety, and how to use tapping in everyday life.
So our tapping expert is actually a friend of mine, Jennifer Partridge. I like to call her the Beyonce of tapping because she's feminine and nurturing, but fiercely awesome. And for the past 13 years, she's been teaching thousands of people how to use tapping to improve their lives. We had a chance to talk to her. So let's take a listen to what she told us and the exercises that she guided us through.
All right, let's do it.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hello, my love. So nice to connect.
I'm just going to go out here and say it, that Leah described you as the Beyonce of tapping.
And so, it's and like so, empowerment and sexy.
Doing healing work isn't the most attractive thing. So as sexy as we can make it, the better, right? It's more appealing.
Exactly.
Speaking of making it sexy, could you guide us through like a 3-minute tap or something about clearing anxiety and just, you know, trusting and being open?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. You know what I mean. Would love to. So what I'll do is I'll show you the points and then we'll do like a 3-minute round for anxiety. I think it's always a great tap.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you the abbreviated version of tapping points. There's longer versions which include hand points, which you often use in a longer session, but I'm going to just show you the abbreviated version. So the first point is massaging underneath the collarbone. This is the emotional well. This is where we store a lot of our emotion. And then the center of the chest, we take a deep breath together and release a big sigh. Beautiful. And the breath, as you can see, is really calming for the nervous system. Tapping between the brows, tapping the temples. And these are just the points right now, which I'm going through. Tapping the cheeks, tapping underneath the nose, underneath the lips. Beautiful. And then tap all over the head. So these are the points that we're going to use today. And we're going to start just by massaging underneath the collarbone. And I want anyone that has fear or anxiety coming up in their life right now that wants to do this session, just massage underneath the collarbone and tune into that anxiety that's there. And then repeating after me out loud. Even though I have anxiety here, and then you'll say that out loud.
Even though I have anxiety here.
I love and deeply accept myself. Tapping the center of the chest and just tuning into that anxiety. Feel what that anxiety feels like right now. And just let yourself feel what that sensation is in your body. And then just imagine wrapping it in a big blanket of comfort and love right now. Imagine it being held in a comforting blanket of love. Feel all of that anxiety being met right there. And then take a big, deep breath into that comfort and release a big sigh. Tapping between the brows, even though I've been having anxiety.
Even though I've been having anxiety.
Tapping the temples, tapping the cheeks. It's possible I'm in a safe place.
It's possible I'm in a safe place.
Tapping underneath the nose. I'm in a safe place right here, right now.
I'm in a safe place right here, right now.
Tapping underneath the lips. Big, deep breath, big sigh. And then just place one hand on your belly, one hand on your chest. feeling your breath rising and falling, and just feel this, that blanket of love right there holding you and holding that whole situation right now in deep comfort, so much comfort. Taking a slow, deep breath into that comfort, releasing a sigh.
Thank you for that. That was so lovely.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jennifer. How can tapping show up for us in everyday life? Is this something that we can do at the desk, at work, yes, in the line at Starbucks? Well, maybe we don't want... Well, yeah, in the line at Starbucks or, you know, I don't know.
Yes, exactly, wherever.
So yeah, so like anywhere, like can we incorporate this easily into our daily lives?
Absolutely, yes. And you can use it any time of day, and you could just do a 1 minute tap. And all you need to do is you could just tap on your chest. The chest is always the easiest because it's right there. But if you really have a tender spot and you want to just tap that spot, it's probably calling out for some love, and you could use that spot as well.
Yay, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
You know, what really stuck with me is just how much this state of alarm that we carry with us lives in our bodies, not just in our minds, and how, you know, the brain and the body are so interconnected that it's just one big feedback loop. And so a practice like this is this chance to really cultivate emotional awareness about that and then have a chance to process and release some of these things.
Yes, I totally agree, because it's sometimes just simply being aware of what's happening inside is not enough. No. We need to be able to take some kind of action to help nurture that whole loop that you mentioned. So one takeaway that I have from this is that tapping is another important tool that you can add to your toolkit. It's an empowering way to offer yourself some self-care in really any given situation.
True. So if you like learning about tapping from Jennifer here, there's plenty more where that came from. Go and check out her free live tapping experience on social media. And you can find her at Jennifer_Partridge. And we've got a link to her socials and to her website in the show notes.
I just want to say that just like in meditation, tapping is a skill that becomes more effective the more you practice. So keep on trying and experimenting and move through that awkward phase if it comes up for you at all. One thing you can do today is try one of Jennifer's mini taps in a moment where you want to reset your mood.
I hope you enjoy. Have a beautiful day.
Take care.